Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city.
Hello, everyone. God bless you today. And we want to welcome you to Prophetic News. And this is Susan Puzio. And we also want to let you know about our website, propheticnews.com, our YouTube ministry, Jonah T for Tom 48. And we also have a special program tomorrow with Kevin Oliver of Not Your Typical Negro, and we'll be discussing the cult-like qualities of Eddie Long, and that will be Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So today, I just wanted to bring some information to you. There was a story that broke yesterday in the Orlando Sentinel. It's an Orlando, Florida newspaper. And at one time, Benny Hinn pastored a church in Orlando. So he is familiar to the area. But I guess it was in February of 2010, his wife, Suzanne Hinn, filed for divorce from Benny Hinn. And, of course, we haven't heard Suzanne's side of the story yet, why she filed for divorce after, I think they were married close to 30 years, or maybe more than that. Anyway, they have four children. And Benny Hinn stated on his television program that he still loved his wife and he wanted his marriage. So that's what he led people to believe. But it wasn't too long after that, I think it was in July, the National Enquirer magazine had followed him to Rome, Italy, where he was photographed with Paula White, and they were walking down the street holding hands, which now I had originally posted a YouTube video about the Benny Hinn Paula White affair, whether or not it was a sexual affair, I don't know. I mean, that hasn't been admitted to, but anyway, I was surprised at how many emails I did get from people saying that you shouldn't judge and leave the man alone. But here's the situation: if you're still married and your divorce is not yet final, you don't have any right to be dating. Just imagine if it was you going through the situation, if it was your wife or your husband, and you weren't even divorced yet, and they started dating somebody. You would be a little upset. So I don't get it. You know, I don't get so-called Christians thinking that there's something right with a married person dating somebody, even though one of the parties has filed for divorce. If you're trying to reconcile your marriage, as Benny Hinn stated on his television program, then he sure wasn't doing a very good job of it, because he hooked up with Paula. And then I even get some people saying, well, those pictures could have been photoshopped. I don't think so, because the National Enquirer didn't want to be sued by Benny Hinn, I'm sure. So the Bible says your sin will find you out. And it seems like Benny Hinn is now being sued by Charisma Magazine. The story in the Orlando Sentinel yesterday says that a Lake Mary book publisher is suing televangelist Benny Hinn, saying he violated a morality clause in their contract when he began an inappropriate relationship with another evangelist, who's Paula White, and thus must pay $250,000. It goes on to further state that in August, Hinn admitted to a friendship with evangelist Paula White after the National Enquirer published photos of them in Rome holding hands. It says that 3 years earlier, Hinn had signed a three-year book deal with Strang Communications, which is a branch of Charisma Magazine. It's their book publishing company. He was paid $300,000 advance on the first book, Blood in the Sand. Hinn acknowledged to his publisher, who's Stephen Strang, of the publisher and editor of Charisma Magazine, he acknowledged his inappropriate relationship with White in August, according to the suit. And these are published court documents, so if anybody wants to check it out, it's all there in the lawsuit. And agreed that the publisher should get back its money, but he has yet to pay up. Hinn's lawyer did not return a phone call Thursday. In a letter attached to the suit, Strang also accused Hinn of violating the contract by failing to work hard enough to market Blood in the Sand. He failed to make television appearances to promote it, including several on the 700 Club. So, here we go. Oh, I mean, now Charisma Magazine is upset with Benny Hinn. That's a stretch, isn't it? Since, for the most part, Charisma Magazine promotes most of these false teachers and gives them a platform. So I think it's quite interesting anyway. But through all the denials and... Benny Hinn basically denied that. He said that they were just friends and he was separating himself from Paula. But according to these court documents, he has admitted to an inappropriate relationship with Paula White. So the rest of the story will be told. And let me just say this. I mean, I don't glory in this kind of thing, but one thing is for sure, that God is not mocked, that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And the fact that Benny Hinn has yet to repent of his false teachings and his constant use of witchcraft and manipulation to fund what he calls a ministry, these kind of things are bound to happen, because we can't, especially as people who have public ministries, we can't say one thing and do another, because it brings a reproach to the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if we claim to be people of faith, then we operate our ministries by faith. We don't do begging, we don't do manipulation of people, where Benny Hinn is very famous for selling miracles. He promises you that if you send him money, your debts will be paid, although he can't pay his own debts by all the supposed seed sowing that he does. But he tells you that if you send him money, then God is going to bless you and pay your debts. Well, that's not true. It's manipulation. It's selling indulgences, selling miracles. Those are the kind of things that were done by the Catholic Church, still being done by the Catholic Church. Also, Benny Hinn was, when he was in Rome at that time, he was doing some kind of business with the Catholic Church, which that's very odd in itself, since the Catholic Church is a cult and a false religious system. So my advice to people out there is to stay away from Benny Hinn. He doesn't have any miracle healing power. The only person that has the miracle healing power is the Lord Jesus Christ. You'd be better off staying home. You can pray for yourself. And yes, I believe in healing. I believe in laying hands on the sick and they shall recover. But you're not going to get your healing from any man. That's a man or a woman. We just don't have that kind of power. The Lord Jesus Christ is the healer. So Benny Hinn wants you to think that he's got some kind of miraculous healing power, some kind of a healing anointing, which the anointing is the Lord Jesus Christ's anointing. It's him that does the work. It's him that saves people. It's him that heals people. So my hope for Benny Hinn, and I don't know if it's too late, is that he repents and straightens out his life, because his life is messed up. He's messing up other people's lives by promoting a false gospel, by his behavior with his finances. And it's just a matter of time, really, before we might not be seeing Benny Hinn on television. God can take that away. Just like he took away, we're not seeing God TV on television right now. So it's a sad thing, really. It's a sad thing for the body of Christ, but it's also a good thing because what I would like to see is if these people don't repent, they just go away and stop bringing a reproach to the gospel, because there is a lost and dying world out there that needs Jesus Christ. And we don't want people to think that we're just like the world. We do things just like the world. Yes, all of us sin and come short of the glory of God. Yes, we do. But we have to try our best to be a good testimony to the world, because Benny Hinn thought he was going to Rome. I don't know what he was thinking when he was walking down a public street holding hands with his girlfriend. I guess he figured he was in Rome and nobody would take his picture, but like the Bible says, your sin will find you out. 2 Peter 2:14, that scripture says, having eyes full of adultery, that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart, they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. So that's our program for today, and we will keep you updated for the next exciting adventure. And as God removes the scales, and we stand for the truth. So be blessed, everybody. Read your Bibles, find out the truth. And if you don't know Jesus Christ today, give your life to him. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. day I'll be in heaven and there'll be no sorrow there.
I'll be in heaven and there'll be no sorrow there.